Hey guys, this is Medicare Mike, Medicare Live, the podcast show on Podbean, iTunes, what else? We're on SoundCloud. I got a special guest today, a good buddy of mine in the Medicare supplement space. Hey Kirby, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and you, Mike?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. You know, it's annual election period. You hyped?
Yeah.
You ready to go?
Very, very.
For folks that we work with on a daily basis, when we talk about hype, we're just making sure that all the seniors know the different changes and the rights and their options. Right, Kirby?
Absolutely. They have to know, because a lot of seniors, they don't know the difference, and they allow them to stay on their policy and they overpay.
Right. That's exactly right. So what Kirby and I are talking about specifically is today's topic is the Medigap first payer plan changes that Congress is doing by the end of year 2019. And Kirby, why don't you tell them about what the changes are for the Medigap plans in 2020?
Well, thank you, Mike. Well, it's going to happen in 2020 that a lot of people who have Plan F and Plan C, it's going to phase away, mm-hmm. meaning that they can see high annual increase from anywhere from up to like 10 to 14%.
In some areas, even bigger, right?
Yeah, some areas bigger.
Yeah, we've worked with a lot of those for sure.
Yeah, so this is a perfect time to actually look to and go over your options, because, again, right. a lot of people think that, oh, I have my policy, I'm happy,
right.
I don't want to switch, but... They don't want to change, but right. you can qualify and save. Right. I mean, some people can save an average of $50, $80. Depends on each cases.
Yep, $50 to $80 a month, and that could be, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars in savings, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is a special time here. The reason why we're doing this podcast show right now and is that what just started 2 days ago? What's the period that just started for seniors?
Annual election period. Some people call it open enrollment. Mm-hmm. And this basically gives seniors the opportunity to look over their options. So if you had your Medicare supplement plan or Medicare Advantage, so you can look and look over everything.
Right, right. And then obviously you can change those Medicare supplements 12 times a year. Medicare Advantage with prescription drug plans and Part D drug plans is also the big thing that folks are looking into as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, right. So you definitely want to look into the different options for the whole thing. Obviously, you can look at your Part D drug plan at this time. An annual election period, that runs from October 15th, which started 2 days ago, all the way to December 7th.
Yep.
So you have this time period to look into the different options for you. All the insurance companies are running the commercials, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You see it on TV. So a lot of people, they get bombarded, they get confused. So it's good to talk to someone like me or Mike and explain the different options that's available for you.
So licensed insurance agents that are able to help you look at the different companies in your area, in your specific zip code.
Correct.
Right? So that's what we do. We make sure that folks know the updates that are and changes that are happening to Medicare. So obviously, first payer plans like Plan F and Plan C are going away. Just a little more insight on that is that Congress did a study on those first payer plans. And basically, what was the percentage, Kirby?
That 40% of seniors overspend, overuse their policy for the Plan F.
Yeah, for the first payer Plan F. So they found that in the study. So that means that the folks that are overusing the plan are also increasing the rates for those first payer plans a lot more. So that's a little bit nerdy, but basically what that means is that if you're on Plan F, your rate of increase on average was right around, like you said, in the double digit range.
Yeah.
Maybe the low teens, maybe sometimes in the lower, 8 or 9% on average nationally. But since since Congress is phasing it out by the end of year 2019, those rates are going to dramatically increase when a risk pool is closed off. Why don't you let them know what happens when a risk pool is closed off?
Oh, when the risk pool closed off, you can still be grandfathered in, but the rates are going to increase high. Like me and Michael was talking about the Plan J, like in Jessica, in 2014?
2010,
a lot of people had a Plan J, and it phased out, cover everything. But people who still stay in a Plan J, the experience, their premium, pay anywhere from $400 to $500 a month.
Right.
And some of them, they decide to switch now, but some of them may not qualify,
right,
because of the health issue.
Right, right. So I've spoken to a number of folks that were on Plan J, and literally they're like, oh, I definitely want to do a rate change now that my rate is around $400, $420, $430 and up per month.
Yeah.
And so, of course, folks want to be off of a plan that's phased out because the rates just increase. Now, a little bit, I guess, more technical and nerdy. You know how I like to
roll. Yeah.
Basically, when a risk pool is closed out, that means no new seniors are allowed on that plan. So by the end, by the year 2020, no new seniors will be allowed into Plan F or Plan C. Folks that are grandfathered in are basically going to age up. So your rates increase when you age up or your attained age, but then no new seniors are there to come in and balance out that risk pool, meaning that those rates are going to drastically increase. So for folks that are on Plan F, what's the alternative there, Kirby?
Well, the alternative we always try to help people out is a good plan, which is Plan G, as in girl. It's an excellent plan. It covers the same thing as your Plan F. The only thing is that you just pay a small deductible. This year, 2017, is $183.
Yeah, that's annual.
Annually. Deductible. Annual deductible. So you pay that, and then everything is covered 100%.
Right.
So you can go as many times you want towards the doctor after you reach that annual deductible.
Right, right. And on average, folks go, the research shows that on average, folks go around 7 times to the doctor per year.
Yeah.
So they may reach that deductible if they go, say, 4, 5, 6, 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
But folks that are healthy, that just only go once, maybe twice a year, they may not reach that 180.
Yeah.
Right, Kirby?
Correct.
Right, right. So that's actually some more savings for folks that are healthy, but they're also covered for anything critical. So if they were to go into the hospital with Plan G, it covers 100% Part A and B copays.
Correct. Covers that you don't have any copays.
Right.
You reach that, it'll cover that
exactly.
For you.
100% of Part A and B coinsurance.
Mm-hmm. That'll right? Be covered. 100%.
It covers that 100% of Part A deductible. What's that for 2017?
2017 is $1,316.
Yep. And that's per event or per occurrence.
Yeah.
So that means if you go to the hospital, that deductible is charged every time. But your Medigap supplement plan, like Plan F or Plan G, covers that.
Correct.
Right? And so that's why Plan G is coming up strong in 2017.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people love Plan G. I talk to a lot of people. They thank me. Thank you for saving me tremendous money. Because a lot of people don't know, because they think that the Plan F is the best solution.
Right.
But we show them what's the alternative. But they save money.
Yeah, and we're discussing with folks on the phone today, actually.
Yeah.
There is no $1 billion marketing dollars or $100 million marketing dollars that you see on the TV currently for annual election period for Medicare, the federal government.
Absolutely.
The only that's marketing that's being going on is the private health insurance companies, right?
Correct.
On the, what do we see on print? You see it in the mailer.
Oh, yeah. They're sending you a lot of flyers and then people get confused. Yeah, I know.
All the commercials, right? So the folks that are being bombarded, we get it, right, Kirby?
Yeah, you get it. It's a lot of confusing. So that's why you talk to a licensed agent like us and we basically go over everything to make it at ease for you.
Right, right. So that way you have all the information. We're here to provide that information to Medicare beneficiaries because changes happen each and every year to Medicare.
Correct.
Right. So, like I said again, the biggest reason why we did this podcast today is because you're being bombarded with all that information. You got to get the licensed agent or agency that's an independent broker that
mm-hmm.
can help you look at all the companies, not just one company.
That's very important.
Right. How important is just having the multiple companies in your portfolio?
Well, it's very important because one company may offer you a very high premium, and then the person who offers only one company mm-hmm. won't do good for you and shop for you. They'll just say, oh, just stick to this plan. This is the best option.
Right.
But an independent broker, they have the option to switch
right.
to a different carrier. So
right.
if one carrier charge you X amount of money, mm-hmm. and we can look at the other carrier and save you tremendous money on your premium.
Like around $50 to $80.
Yeah, $50, right? $80, the average that we see people
in
save.
In some cases, what, even more, right?
Yeah, even more. In some cases, it's even more.
So there's some households that are on their exact same Medicare supplement plan since they were turned 65, right?
Yeah.
So if you turn 65 and you stay on that Medicare supplement plan for 5-6 years, your rates will go up.
Yeah, it'll go up. And original Medicare won't even actually call you and let you know. You just stuck with that policy.
Yeah, original Medicare definitely won't, because that's actually part A and B. But the Medicare supplement plan, those rates will go up. You should get a correspondence from your company that you mm-hmm. with for the Medicare supplement. A lot of folks, they just auto draft it, and they get so much in the mail that it might get passed over, right?
Yeah, and the biggest thing is that a lot of seniors are scared that mm-hmm. they say, oh, I don't want to do change, it's a lot difficult, but it's really
That's
not.
Right.
It's really
right.
not. We do, right. we're here to help you and show you get you the same plan, and mm-hmm. it's very simple.
Right.
You can qualify, we can easily get the process started for you very quick.
Right. It's the same plan because it's standardized.
Yeah, same plan. That's what makes it excellent.
Right. And Kirby here, tell them a little bit about your background, Kirby. You've been licensed since 2008.
Yeah.
What were you doing before Medicare?
Well, before that, I was basically focusing on the under 65, helping young people anywhere from 19 to 64 and a half, offering them the traditional major medical. A lot of confusing for a lot of time. You got to go over the copay, deductible, max out of pocket.
That wasn't standardized.
It's not standardized. So each company offered different rates. So it gets very confusing a lot of people. But I got to this field. It's basically black and white. We'll love this policy because it covers 100%.
Right.
You can't beat 100%.
Yeah, original Medicare.
Original Medicare.
Yeah, A&B with a supplement. Is
absolutely.
So that's what we like to do. We like to keep it 100.
Absolutely.
Sure. So if you guys have any questions at all, you can always call into the show. I believe our number got stolen a little bit, so we did have to change it. So if you need to contact us, you can contact us via Facebook on Medicare Live. You can also go to the website as well. It's being built. It's MedicareLive.us. We're on, like I said, all the streaming stuff, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna be on Facebook Live soon, and just keep track of us on the all the socials. So, guys, thanks so much for listening during this annual election period for 2017. This is Mike, Medicare Mike.
This is Kirby.
Kirby, and we're both licensed Medicare supplement specialist and agent. If you guys have any questions at all, we want to provide as much value as we can in terms of the information that's out there, so that way you can make the most informed decision for yourself. Thank you, Medicare Nation, for listening, and we're out. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.